Good morning. This is Max Starks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some notes for CRP producers. Over the course of the past month, there's been a number of CRP producers who have requested both managed and emergency haying of their CRP, as well as emergency grazing of their CRP. As a reminder, producers must have all emergency haying completed by August 31st, 2012. There are no provisions to grant extensions to complete emergency haying. If a producer has signed up for managed haying or emergency grazing, they have until September 30th to complete the haying and to graze their livestock. Hay baled under both emergency and managed haying provisions must be removed from CRP acreage no later than September 30. Livestock grazed under the emergency grazing provisions must also be removed from CRP acreage no later than September 30. Producers are also reminded to report actual CRP acres hayed or grazed to the local FSA office as soon as possible, but no later than September 30, 2012. Early reporting will help ensure your CRP payments are issued in a timely manner. For more information about either the emergency or managed haying and grazing provisions, contact your local FSA office. Remember as well that participants in CRP are contractually obligated to continue their CRP contract until it expires. Sale of CRP ground does not automatically terminate the contract. You may still be responsible for the maintenance of the contract. If you are a landowner who plans to sell with an existing active CRP contract, be certain to contact your local FSA office for guidance on termination of your CRP contractual responsibilities. Next, a reminder about the new CRP Continuous Sign-Up Highly Erodible Land Initiative. Last month, USDA announced a continuous CRP sign-up to voluntarily protect highly erodible cropland defined as cropland that has a weighted erodibility index, EI, greater than or equal to 20. The average soil erosion rate on cropland with an EI greater than or equal to 20 is over 20 tons per acre per year. Soil erosion at that rate reduces long-term productivity of those lands and has the potential to have significant off-site impacts to both water quality and air quality. This continuous CRP sign-up is available for eligible cropland not currently in CRP, as well as general sign-up CRP contracts scheduled to expire September 30th of this year. Limited to certain eligible practices and under an acreage cap for the entire state of Iowa, these sign-up offers will be accepted until September 30, 2012. Contact your county FSA office for more details. Are you making changes? Producers now receive all their applicable financial benefits electronically using direct deposit. If you have changed or closed accounts, or if your financial institution has changed their name, this may affect the direct deposit of your FSA payments. Contact the FSA County office so we can update our files to continue uninterrupted service. In addition, if you have made any farm ownership changes or operator changes, including organizational changes, from an individual to things like a corporation or trust, call or stop by your local FSA office to ensure we have all the needed information to update our records. Also, please make certain we have your most up-to-date contact information, including phone numbers, addresses, or email, to ensure we're able to timely communicate with you in our programs. And now some notes about the Federal Crop Insurance Program. The Farm Service Agency has joined with the Risk Management Agency, RMA, to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse in the Federal Crop Insurance Program. FSA has been and will continue to assist RMA and insurance providers by monitoring crop conditions throughout the growing season. In addition, FSA will refer all suspected cases of fraud, waste, and abuse to RMA. Producers can report suspected cases to the FSA County Office, RMA Office, or the Office of the Inspector General. Next, foreign investor rules. Foreign owners of U.S. agricultural land are required by law to report their land holdings, acquisitions, leases of 10 years or more, and land use changes within 90 days to the local FSA office. Failure to report these changes can result in civil penalties up to 25% of the fair market value of their interest in the agricultural land. Now a reminder for our forage producers. The Non-Insurable Crop Disaster Assistance Program, NAP, provides financial assistance to producers of non-insurable crops when low yields, loss of inventory, or prevented planting occur due to normal disasters. In order to meet eligibility requirements for NAP, crops must be non-insurable, commercially produced agricultural commodity crops for which the catastrophic risk protection level of crop insurance is not available. If the Risk Management Agency offers coverage for the crop in the county, then NAP coverage is not available for that crop. The next NAP coverage deadline is for 2013 forage. That crop has a NAP application closing date of September 30, 2012. And finally, a note about adjusted gross income notifications. As part of the 2008 Farm Bill provisions, USDA was directed by Congress to institute average adjusted gross income, AGI, limitations for participants who enroll in certain farm programs. Each year, producers are required to submit FSA Form CCC 931, average adjusted gross income, AGI certification, and consent to disclosure of tax information, which allows the IRS to average your AGI for three applicable tax years and provide FSA information whether or not the producer's AGI appears to exceed one or more of the applicable limitation amounts. Late last month, there were letters sent notifying producers of their need to submit Form CCC 931 for certain tax years to remain eligible for program benefits received. If you happen to receive one of these letters, please stop by your local FSA office and fill out the required forms to maintain your eligibility and to avoid repayment of any program payments already received. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.